Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Immigration advocacy groups marched in demonstrations throughout the United States protesting President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Tens of thousands were out in New York City in 90-degree heat, marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. Julie Oringer, whose grandparents were refugees, pushed a stroller with her 4-year-old while walking with her 8-year-old.
There's nothing more important I feel like I can teach my children at this moment. We have to stand up and protest the current policies and make this country one that's going to provide asylum, provide safety.
Reverend Julie Hoplamazian, who also has refugee grandparents, says the Trump administration's policies are not the law of love.
There are so many examples where God says, you know, that you must welcome the immigrant and the stranger.
These protesters say they not only want to speed up family reunification, but to end family detention. Julie Walker, New York.
The Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Susan Thornton, leaving the State Department at the end of July amid ongoing and critical negotiations with North Korea, weeks after President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in Singapore. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is working on nominations to fill key leadership roles across the State Department, including Thornton's position. Ceasefire agreement signed by South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and his rival Riek Machar was violated just hours after it began, with both sides accusing the other of initiating attacks. Thousands have been killed since South Sudan's civil war began in 2013, 2 years after independence from Sudan. This is VOA News.